Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So at work, you have a boss who's really cool and really smart and you kind of admire her. And I wouldn't say you're friends necessarily, but you get along really well for a work relationship. Now, all of a sudden, this company hires your ex-husband. And immediately, the chemistry between your cool-ass boss and your ex-husband is crackling. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Kelly.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Ryan.
What?
That's a nightmare.
That's horrible.
Here's the thing. It is a horrible thing, but I think I know from when. Well, I don't know
from
if
whence,
I know.
From whence
I don't
it
know
came.
From whence it came.
From whence the hot took.
But yeah, that is tough.
Yeah,
are there still feelings with your ex-husband?
You would think there would be, because, you know, like, you're reunited in this situation of like heavy duress. In fact, he comes in specifically to save your life.
Right. After you say like he was right and you were wrong about all the
you
things.
Sort of just declare it into the air.
Into the air, rather than just saying, look, it's a megalodon. You choose to say.
Yeah.
He was
if
right.
You want to get to brass tacks, it's like he was right about the megalodon, which none of us mentioned by name up until this point.
No.
Whatsoever. But I don't think you necessarily have feelings, but there is that sort of, chicks before dicks mentality that I think everyone can play, or everyone can fall victim of, you know. But as soon as
victim?
He gets, you don't want to have immature thoughts like that. You don't want to be possessive and weird about relationships.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's clear that everyone's moved on.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's what I say. I think, because I also know what this is from, and now that we've said the long word for the title, it's for the Meg. And this is I guess it's a slight spoiler. I guess it is a spoiler.
Spoilers for the Meg.
Here's a spoiler for the Meg. Nothing in the plot matters.
No,
it's
nothing
just
matters.
Immensely fun movie.
It's just like a bunch of really cool. Chase scenes where you're very worried for Jason Statham's little feet. Weren't you so worried?
He's got a lot of bare feet action.
Yeah.
So worried.
Bare feet and sharks?
Yeah. No. He's like, his little toes are like so close to the shark's teeth. But here's the other thing.
Literally nipping at the
shark doesn't eat anyone for about 90 minutes.
No.
The deaths are because of submarine malfunctions.
Yeah, that's the first one. But that's but also
hubris,
the
man's hubris is the real problem.
Meg ate the submarine.
Yeah. But the Meg is nothing. Everything you want from a shark and a human is the shark biting the human.
You got to work for it.
Not biting a ship.
You got to work for it.
Now, but isn't it all worth it?
I love how this hot take has just turned into the argument that the three of us have been having about the Meg for the last week and a half.
Here's what I will also say, because we haven't dug into this, because I knew we would on this podcast discuss the shipping on the movie. I don't know that attraction is so undeniable as much as the script is telling us over and over that they're super attracted to each other.
Oh, no. She plays it so well, I think. When he takes off his shirt, or no, he's getting out of the shower and he's wearing nothing but a towel.
He's very ripped. And those shoulders.
All she sees is shoulder bumps.
Yeah.
She walks in and she's like, oh my God, I have to she turns towards the wall because the shoulder bumps are just like in her
face.
They're
so aggressive.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, she turns away from the shoulder bumps?
She had to.
She was wild.
I see.
This is a very PG kind of romance.
They don't even, do they kiss?
At the very end.
At the very end, they kiss.
So actually, I heard a funny thing. I guess Statham was pissed because when they made it, he was anticipating it being a hard R.
Yeah.
And so he was not happy with the fact that they cut it to a PG-13. So I'm imagining they shot multiple sex scenes.
Oh my God.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Just fucking that giant shark.
I worked out so hard for this.
Well, honestly, when we had the shirtless scene, I was not into the chemistry per se, but I was like, oh, are they really going to have sex in this movie?
That's
okay, I remember Colin and Kelly liked this. Maybe that's why they liked this movie. Okay, maybe it's it. But then, okay, but here's what I will say. Ex-wife has a little bit of chemistry with old best friend. So what I think is this is giving ex-wife. Okay, so, so Statham had a best friend.
Okay.
What was his name? Mac.
Mac.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Mac?
Mac's the one who goes
The swarthy one with the dark curly hair.
Oh, yeah, that guy. And he wore baseball cap a lot. Sexy, too. Yeah. I liked
him.
So
I think ex-wife has been thinking, I wish I could fuck Mac, but we have this ex-husband thing. Then ex-husband comes back, falls in love with some third person. Everyone's cool. Now she and Mac.
Now she's free to pursue Mac.
And Dr. Lori, which is the name of the ex-wife character, she was hella cool with it.
She was almost relieved. She was like, oh, thank God you have someone. Oh my God.
And she was even like, I will hang out with the kid while you guys have sex. It's cool.
Yeah.
Like she, other woman has a kid.
Okay.
The boss lady.
What is her name?
Boss lady has a kid who is eight, who is in places 8-year-olds should not be.
They never know where that child is. I will also say
she does not get eaten by a shark, but
she almost does.
She should be.
Everyone almost gets eaten.
Yeah, everyone almost gets eaten.
Including
what?
Ryan made a face. She stopped and made a face.
Okay.
We're about to get into hard spoilers.
Oh, yeah, this is a very hard spoiler. So honestly, skip ahead 15 seconds if you don't want to hear this.
You should be walking to your nearest movie theater.
Yeah, pause. Go see it. Come back.
Frickin' Pippin, the little dog from the trailer. You see him get eaten. And then later, he's completely fine.
I think he got swept in the... So there's a little, Yorkie.
He's so cute. He's a little pink bow on top of his head.
This very rich Asian.
Yes.
I would say
very
crazy rich.
Okay, let's just break down. That should have been a hot take. Let's break down this. Okay, so we are off the shore of the most crowded beach in the world.
Okay.
In China. So we're offshore, and this couple has just had their wedding on the boat, and the boat is not docked, whatever you do when you're just not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And the anchored, but I don't know if they were literally, but yeah.
They were just floating. They're not moving.
And the bridal party in their, the bridesmaids, the groomsmen in their outfits.
Yeah.
Jump into the. They're like, this is
the sea. They jump into the sea
and just jump into the sea.
They're so rich. They don't care.
No, the bride cares.
Yeah, she gets mad. She's like, you're ruining my wedding. She's literally like, you're ruining my wedding.
That would be crazy. Why would you do that?
What do you mean, why would you do that? You're having a wedding with 12 people on a boat.
This is the thing, Colin.
Expect your friends not to jump in the sea when you're having an at sea.
Colin is in the water.
Of course, Colin's
not at the wedding anymore.
Colin's getting eaten by the men.
I don't get invited to small, intimate weddings. Let's just say that. I'm a good time boy. Like, if you're having 200 people and you want to make sure at least 50 of them are on the dance floor at one time, that's when you bring in the Como. Yeah. Como's going to get...
Colin, I can't believe you're making someone else's wedding about you.
Everything is about me. That's not true.
I just wanted to mention really quickly about the Meg, too, about shipping particularly. Yes. The thing that confused me about shipping, I did not know who I was supposed to be shipping,
right,
was the constant hands on other people's shoulders.
Yes.
Did you notice...
Yeah.
How anytime anyone was behind anybody, their hands were on their shoulder.
Yes.
On their not on the chair, on their shoulders.
Like as they're like watching something?
They're
or
talking.
What's like the con?
Is that a Chinese gesture?
I don't know.
Because this movie was a co-produced with a Chinese production company.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it was made to release there and here. So there's honestly, it's cool. There's a lot of like Chinese language.
They
spoken.
Get like a lot of Chinese talent.
Yeah.
It's like if I were talking to Colin, he would have to be facing the other way.
No. If you were talking to me,
Kelly
I would
be
also
behind
be
you, my hand
me.
On your shoulder.
Yes.
And she would have your hand, you would be
and
in a chair.
Ryan would
be
behind Colin,
up.
Hand on shoulder.
Yeah.
And so
maybe that's how we should record this show.
That's pretty good. If this turns into a back rub train, I'm fine with that. We don't even have to do
so
the show.
So I was like, oh, am I supposed to be like thinking that this person's with this person?
Yeah.
But then I also felt chemistry between Ruby Rose and ex-wife. At the end, they kept hugging each other like crazy. And I was like, what's going on
if
there?
If they had just given them a kiss, we could have just been satisfied.
Then it was like, oh, I get it. But they were like hugging so much nonstop. I was like, okay, I know you're happy to not be eaten by the Meg, but...
Yeah, also, and I can't remember his name. Was his name Carlos? What was the guy, the, like, other surviving guy? Like, we should be running away from these sharks.
DJ.
Oh, DJ.
Yep. Okay. Page. DJ, at the end, sees a hot chick.
Yeah.
But that girl looks 15 years old.
She does look pretty young. I think the thing is that...
Wait, he just sees a chick?
He sees her, and then he, like, goes
rescued,
and... That's, like,
so they're pulled out of the water by this very same wedding boat.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think this was a junior bridesmaid, is what I'm saying. Mm. I don't...
Here's what I think. I think
you think
that
old ring bearer.
I think that
old flower
it was,
girl.
I think it was that she's Asian, and... Because to me, she looked like she could have been maybe, like, 20.
Okay.
But... I think it's that, like, again, like, when we were talking about Crazy Rich Asians, I mean, everyone looks, like, flawless skin. So I was wondering maybe, like, I was like, oh, maybe she did seem a little young to me, but then I just clocked it to, like, oh, well,
that,
my
you
people
just
are just really good at aging. They look amazing all the time.
You just don't understand their love is what it comes down to.
One last Meg moment. Or not moment, but thing to discuss.
Okay.
Ruby Rose,
yes.
Who is arguably one of the, like, a strikingly beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I shouldn't argue.
Agreed.
She is a strikingly beautiful woman.
Mm.
Symmetrical. She's got the tats. She's got the toed. It's all great.
I am wondering something.
If her hair.
Yeah.
It is
what
kind
they
of
do
like
her
cartoon
hair.
It looks like anime hair.
It looks like anime hair.
Okay.
But on a human person. So it's
like
long.
What flavor of anime hair?
Goku.
Spiky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Goku.
All right.
But like recently wet.
Yeah. So it looks like she has like an undercut and it's down probably around her cheekbones.
Okay.
So like, what if it was dry? It would be very attractive on her. Instead, she gets out of the shower, I guess, and does gel in little spikes that just hang around her head,
like down.
Okay.
Down.
All right. I can see it.
Like it's kind of like My Hero Academia hair or like you know like down and. I don't want to say it's like All Might, like two pieces, but it is like aggressive down.
Yeah.
Aggressive like down
it's
chunk
not even
spikes.
Twisted.
It's not
like,
just
you know some people like would do like twist.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's not twist.
It's not twist. It's
spikes.
Just.
It's but they're down.
Yeah. Okay.
It's as if
here's
she took a curve.
She spiked
stalactites. Instead of I forget which is which.
Yeah.
Actually,
stalagmites because they have to have the mite to hold on to the top.
That's a good one.
I think that's the right.
All right.
I don't.
But
recall.
If it were going up, it would be like
stalactite. They're hanging
Goku.
On tight.
Complete Goku.
Yes. If it were going up,
right.
With
but
a
that would have been interesting.
In the
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Right.
But instead, it just looks like a fashion don't,
And may I counterpoint?
Please.
I think it looked wonderful.
You loved it?
I loved it. I think she totally pulled.
That was one of my minuses for the movie.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't into the hair. And when she comes out of the water and her hair is back, I was like, dang, you look dope as shit. But, I mean, maybe it was like, I don't know. I could see that being in kind of like.
She's spiky. Yeah, she's like kind of mean.
Yeah, that's the look for like edgy tech person. In like I could see that in an Asian film, like like that person has that hair.
Yeah,
but it's misguided.
It looked like she
could doesn't look great.
They were firm enough that she could take her hand and like do a full back.
No, her hand
and they would
stuck.
Just spring. No, her hand
wouldn't
cup him. You cup all the spikes as one, and then they fall right and back then, to where they were.
And then all of that gel like crumbles, and then you have the white. Like
yes, the white
shit. The Christities falling out.
Yeah,
it's funny because she does fall in the water at one point. It is
a
shark movie.
Cloud of gel.
And her hair like slicks back, and she looks so
amazing.
Hot. And then her coworker is like, "Nice hair."
I know.
And
what happened to your hair?
And I'm like, "Wait, what that do you think is happening, DJ?" Because I think this is amazing.
Great.
This is a
glow
up.
Improving.
Yeah,
that was the second most out of place hair joke I've ever seen in a movie. Second only to Han saying that to Leia in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You changed your hair. It's been 40 years, man. She hasn't worn the buns in 40 years.
She also didn't wear the buns that many times
like,
in
once?
The original.
No,
yeah,
I know.
She changed her hair multiple times in the movie.
Here's the thing. Han in Force Awakens.
Yeah.
He's a little awkward. He is not on his game.
He doesn't know what to say.
Harrison Ford doesn't want to act in movies anymore?
Yeah. I think it's...
Well, so he like almost killed himself in the plane crash during the production, right? So,
yeah,
like,
he's had a lot.
Oh, he was roughed up.
Lots going on.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you remember, they have a son who is now evil. Murdered a bunch of children.
I was thinking of Harrison Ford's evil son. I'm like, really?
Yeah, with Calista Flockhart.
Oh my God. Not the poor Calista and Harrison.
Yeah, it's that dancing baby, you remember?
Oh my God.
That would be amazing. Okay.
It's so cool that they did that dancing baby with CGI that early.
No, I like practical production.
I mean, I normally do too, but that was innovative. Do you think the dancing baby would have worked as a puppet?
As a marionette, I would have been into it.
As a marionette.
Ew.
Or you can like see all the strings and even like the puppeteer above.
This is some fucking goosebumps shit. This is like you nasty motherfuckers. I never want to see
that. You don't have a puppet ship?
I do. Actually, you know what? Mine's anti. Now that I think about it, I
have
anti ship.
Oh, this is what we're doing today, by the way. We are doing puppet ships.
You may not have known because that might have been the best segue in same day shipping history.
That was really good.
It was tight.
We nailed it. Oh, tweet at us about that one.
Only if you liked it.
Yeah. We don't want to hear critique. Right.
Like, please, no 3-star reviews of that segue.
Well, so this is because the Happy Time Murders?
Yes. Is out.
Right? Yes, is out today. Are we excited about Happy Time Murders? Like, Ryan and I were talking about it last night.
I'll see it, I guess. But I'm not like, oh boy.
If people tell me it's amazing, I will see it. Because I like that kind of thing.
That, like, mashup of worlds.
Yes, I love, like, I was telling Patrick I want sequels to Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
That is about, like, people investigating crimes in Toontown, which is essentially this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is aimed at adults, which I am one.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's kind of like a similar to Cool World. The more adult Who Framed.
When I was a kid, I hated Cool World because it was too sexy.
Yeah, it was very sexy.
Yeah. I was like, I can't handle this sexiness.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I think, is one of my favorite movies ever.
I love that flick. It's so good and so funny.
It's so funny.
And looks awesome.
It looks really good. And it's like the perfect amount of raunchiness, I felt like. And I think there's something I don't like. And I wonder if it's prudishness. There's something that I don't like about taking something that's usually for kids and being like, this is going to be nasty as fuck. I don't know. I mean, I'm just like...
I think I've always enjoyed that. I was always a fan of like Greg the Bunny and like South Park and like any cartoon that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I do like Rick and Morty and I like cartoons that are raunchy. I guess, I don't know.
It almost feels like since the, maybe it goes back further than this, but like since The Simpsons, like cartoons have had like the option to go into like, that's not just a kids thing, right?
Yeah.
So animated like Rick and Morty and South Park don't feel like they're subversive because they're cartoons doing raunchy shit. Like, I don't think, with like a few exceptions here and there, there aren't a ton of like super raunchy puppet things.
Yeah.
Like there's a handful, but for the most part, we're like, that's all overridden by like Sesame Street and the Muppets.
Yeah.
So something like Happy Time Murders feels, yeah, like I'm with you. Like, it feels a little bit kind of gross.
Well, and it's a little too contrived for me.
But I don't know that, Kelly, you'd be interested in a movie that was raunchy for its own sake either.
No, exactly.
Raunchiness isn't really your style.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I don't love raunchiness either.
Yeah.
Because like, I think of like, I was thinking like, would I want to watch cartoons have sex with each other? No, but I'll watch an old episode of Venture Brothers.
Yeah,
and
that's
that
true.
Happens on that, but it's not raunchy to be raunchy. It's like right. That is part of what is happening in that world.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas the trailer for Happy Time Murders, some of it seems good.
Mm-hmm.
And there then some of it is an extended ejaculation joke.
Yeah.
With silly string.
Ew, for real?
And the Maya Rudolph character, the receptionist, is like out in the, like at the desk out front. And she's like, it's going to be a minute. And you can hear like the guy coming. And then all of the silly string against all over the wall. And then you go inside and you see, and it's like everywhere. And it's covering everything. And
it's a little funny.
But it is
a little funny, but it's also a little like,
very much like, is that the tenor of all the jokes? And I feel like I would just sit there being like, oh, this feels like puerile. But if the story is like this noir,
you
sometimes
can
it has
earn
very
that
blue.
Cum joke.
Yeah,
earn it.
That's the thing.
Oh, you
okay,
absolutely
don't
can earn
do that
a good
motion.
Cum
when you
don't have to do that voice.
You start real slow.
You can just really,
yeah, you can
earn it.
Like you can just like just speak normal when you say that. You don't have to do that.
Closing my eyes as tightly
yeah,
as I
tightly.
Can.
okay, so what is your anti-ship?
It is, and it's a friendship ship, and I do not enjoy it. And I wonder if you guys will fight me on this.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, it's from the movie Labyrinth.
Okay.
Which I love, and I will say my ship that I enjoy, which I know it's wrong, but I do like fucking the Goblin King, Jareth, with, what's her name?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. With Sarah.
Wow.
Okay.
Grody.
Which is gross.
You're literally about to anti-ship the ship that I brought today.
No! Do you... I anti-ship Poggle and Sarah.
That's my ship. That is
Poggle.
My ship.
Poggle.
Fuck you!
That
fuck you, Poggle!
No.
You have no idea what Hoggle's
been
through.
Poggle is a craven piece of shit.
He needs a friend more than anything.
Except what does he do? He ditches his friend in the bog to deal with that big... what's his name?
The big furry dude?
Like Pluto or Bluto?
Ludo.
Or
Ludo.
Yeah.
Hoggle fucking ditches her for Ludo. And he, thinking she could die. Lucky for her, there's a connection between her and Ludo. But he ditches her after she has only offered him companionship.
Yeah, and he was... his arm was twisted and he's living in constant fear of this precious goblin king of yours who can destroy him, snap his finger and completely obliterate him. That's
Thanos style.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's like torn. He is a conflicted character. He's a good character.
I think he's a good
if
character.
If he was pure of heart fucking Lancelot, then he's boring.
No.
And who wants to watch that? There's no growth in those characters.
Here's the thing. No, I agree. I agree that he does need to grow, and I enjoy character growth. I don't need Sarah to have to teach him growth.
But then what's the point of having them in a movie together?
I don't want to see it.
Relationship.
I don't want to.
I think she says drop him from the movie.
Drop him.
That's insane.
We don't need him. We don't need
that
him.
That is
we don't
crazy.
Need him.
Also, dramatic necessity doesn't excuse, like, if you're trying to ship or anti-ship something, right?
But here's, okay, well.
Also, he gives her the peach.
Yeah.
He drugs her!
He's a bad creature.
Friend.
He's a bad creature. But they become friends. He turns it around.
You're saying
Hoggle at the end.
Yes.
Not Hoggle at the beginning.
Their
the
journey is what, I mean, I'm not going to just say put them at this point. The journey is what makes
them. I just
friendship.
Think she forgives him for something that I would never forgive someone for.
Drugging you?
Yeah. With a nasty little peach. Like,
yeah, with an apple?
Yeah.
Fine.
Maybe.
With an apple, fine.
Maybe.
Did you guys see in the other Wreck-It Ralph 2 promotional stuff that Snow White is wearing a shirt with like a poison apple on it?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, guess what?
She's taking the power back.
I want a whole movie of that Princess Slumber
Party. I love that.
Because
it
seems like it has the right like attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has all the princesses.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm I'm like, yeah.
I've been loving like the shots of them doing selfies too that people have been posting. Very cute. I can't believe. I cannot believe.
This is the same day shipping curse.
I can't believe we both picked the same ship. And
ship V anti ship.
One was V and one was
and
anti.
You guys usually aren't. We usually agree. Simpatico.
Yeah. Usually agree.
Wait a minute. This goes back to a question that we got a couple weeks ago about what do you do when like your SO has their your OTP as their no TP.
What do we do?
I think we said don't talk about it.
And we're trained professionals.
I think we're like confirmed what we've always known, that any kind of relationship between me and Colin is doomed.
That's what literally everyone on the show says about a relationship with me.
This is why we're such good friends. Mostly he's been saying
that for years. I could read it in Patrick's eyes.
No, you and Patrick would burn
we would have
bright.
A nice long life together.
We would have fun.
You'd look off wistfully at the sunset, each of you. And you guys would just could have instead.
And you guys would just choose not to talk
Kelly
about
it. Kelly or Ryan would have chosen to love me, but both decided not to.
I don't think that's it.
No, it's not that we're not choosing to love you. It's that you love Hoggle.
Look, part of it for me is, and it's not exclusively her friendship with Hoggle, which I think is beautiful, and I love the growth, and I love the journey that they go on. And the fact that she, like, in the end, shows how much she loves and needs him. But also, I ship her with all of the fucking puppets, because you know who else is there? When she looks longingly into the mirror and is like, I just want my friends back with me. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact line.
That little caterpillar?
All the bad guys are there.
Yeah, all the bad guys.
All the bad guys are there because they're awesome fucking puppets. And she's clearly like just a little loopy, maybe, if we're going to take this movie literally.
Yeah, she's broken.
It's
a metaphor for puberty, right? Like she becomes a monster teen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then all the monsters living in her.
Inside her.
Inside her. Like, get to come out and play and
they're
party.
They're like, we're body hair and pimples.
I love that.
Rubbing yourself on the couch.
But I do.
That's puberty.
Patrick, don't straddle the armrest.
I'll get down.
I do like her with the world. I do like her with the world of their, like, I like that. And I love, I mean, Labyrinth is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. I love that world. I love all the puppets. I love David Bowie. I love all of that. Mm-hmm. I just
think Hoggle's a piece of shit.
He's the poison.
I think honestly, if we want to get real deep about this, I feel like you're probably more accustomed in your life to being betrayed by people, whereas I'm more accustomed to being forgiven for betrayals that I've committed.
Interesting.
Interesting. Whoa. This might be the most insightful thing you've ever said. Oh my God. Yeah. Interesting. If you're going to say that I'm a victim of everything that's ever happened in my life, I'll jump on board with that. And how dare you say that? And how dare you betray me by saying that?
Please forgive me.
I will.
All right, great. Perfect.
I ship it.
What's your polo? I'm so thrown by this realness.
This is incredible. I feel bad now having to follow it.
Okay.
So my puppet ship, have you seen the 1986 Christmas Jim Henson special, The Christmas Toy?
No.
Maybe.
It's almost like a proto Toy Story. In that it's about like a room full of toys that like come to life when people aren't there and people can't see them.
Awesome.
And they're all these like Jim Henson puppets. And it follows Rugby, who is a tiger toy who was opened last Christmas and therefore was the fucking star of Christmas. All the other toys know that this is what happens every Christmas. We get a new toy and like the one who was the favorite last year is now no longer the favorite. And that's just like what happens. Oh, Rugby's like, nah, man. I'm going to be the favorite again this Christmas.
Yeah, so, nightmare. Like,
he's a stuffed tiger named Rugby.
He's so cute.
That's very cute.
He's so cute. Rugby's the best. And so, like, he stages this whole plan to, you know, like, go down and, like, get in the box and, like, do it again.
Oh, that's a really cute idea.
Yeah. Whoa, that is sad as shit.
It is sad as shit.
Oh, no.
Well, it's like when... Because a lot of these things are like metaphors for siblings.
Yes.
You know how like older siblings will crawl in the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's a whole thing. I never did.
Yeah. I never did
either. Because I was ready to be little mom. I did not want to be little
baby.
Right.
Yeah, I would pick the baby up from the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so funny.
My siblings are 5 years on either side. Yeah. So like we were, you know, past being like the baby again. But so Rugby's best friend is a cat toy who's just like a little mouse named Mew. That like the cat, and obviously his name is Mew because that's the only thing the cat can say.
Yeah.
But so like Mew and Rugby are like good friends, okay. Even though Rugby's sort of a shit to Mew.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps calling him cat toy, and like they make fun of how he smells like catnip.
That's fucking rude, dude.
It's rude.
It is, but Rugby
it comes
is a
from
little
privilege.
Bit, he's a little cocky.
Well, it's all. It's not. It's not just him. Like all the rest of the human toys are like kind of flagging on
glass
so
on thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're human
glass
toys.
Or race
a cat.
Or,
yeah. There's a lot of it there.
Okay. Great.
But Mew.
I think I'm sensing Kelly's mood today.
No. So Mew does help Rugby like get down to the Christmas tree, and this is like a dangerous thing because unlike in Toy Story, if these toys are seen moving about, they are frozen and they freeze forever. They're forever lifeless toys. Okay.
Whoa.
So
this is
horror movie. Some real fucking stakes. And like there's a clown toy that gets seen like halfway through the movie.
Yeah, that's fine. Kill that.
And it gets killed. And like a little telephone thing that's cute, and it also they're down at the tree, and you know, they discover that there's like a cool new space toy in there.
Yeah.
And Rugby's like coming to terms with the fact that like he doesn't get to be the special thing this Christmas.
Space again.
Yeah.
Space
again. Not again. Prigen.
Yeah.
Prigen. Yeah. Meteora predates Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meteora greater than Buzz Lightyear. I'm just going to say it.
Meteora is the name of the space toy.
She's like a space queen with like a sword and a cape. She's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And Woody have to both be boys. Okay. Moving on.
Well, because it's Andy's.
Because boys would not play with other types of toys, and also boys can only compete with boys because women are no competition.
He had a little Bo Peep.
Yeah, but that was for his sister. That was his sister's toy.
He had a sister?
He's a little baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
yeah.
A baby
I,
sister?
I always felt like little Bo Peep was like part of a lamp or something.
No, she might have been older.
like a clock or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Women stay in the house, and she's a part of a lamp.
The little girl is like coming down, the little like actual human girl is like coming down to like sneak a peek at her Christmas presents, and Mew like kind of ventures out to like warn Rugby and Apple, who's this doll that's with them on this journey, like hide away so they don't get seen. But fucking Mew gets seen.
No,
and
Mew
frozen, and poor little Mew.
Ugh, this is like how like the black character has to die first. This is horrible.
Here's the thing.
Sad.
Rugby goes up to Mew and sings to him about how important he is to him.
I'm gonna cry.
How they're like real friends, and he's like, I was being selfish, and I'm so sorry I didn't like see you. You were seeing me, like helping me with my irrational thing that I just needed to work through on my own. And that brings Mew back to life.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Like Rugby discovered that the way to bring frozen toys back to life is to like confess your love to them in song. So I ship Rugby and Mew from Jim Henson's A Christmas
Toy.
That's
very
cute.
As do
I.
Holy crap, I want to watch it now.
It's, here's the thing. Great. I was trying to look for a way to stream it, and like it's not on iTunes. It's not on Amazon even to pay for it. I think it was on Netflix a couple years ago around Christmas time.
Oh,
it's just
no
like
way.
Gone now. So I may like go on a crazy hunt to like try and find a copy of it on DVD or something.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good, and it's got all these really good songs, and like I just want it in my life. I don't care. It's not Christmas. I want it now.
Oh, sure.
That sounds awesome.
It. That's great. What a great ship.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Ryan, what was your puppet chip?
Yours were all so good. And I had a lot of trouble because I have a lot of puppet anti-ships.
Mm. Yeah.
I think I have trouble like wanting puppets together. So I went like a sideways way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys familiar with the music video for Bye 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 by NSYNC?
Yes.
Yes.
Where they're marionettes.
When they have puppets?
Okay. I ship.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Okay.
Justin Timberlake, circa Bye Bye Bye, with Britney Spears.
Is this ramen hair, Justin?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Crunchy ramen hair.
This is like two of them in Canadian tuxedos.
Yeah.
Awards.
Yes.
Them at their peak.
I ship it. I love that we got like a bunch of songs about her cheating on him out of it. I ship it. So that's how I came in on
this. You ship the version of this that we have in our timeline, or do you have a forever ship?
Oh, no. They were the right time. They were good at the point.
So it was the 18-year-old hot and heavy, crazy tuxedo, Canadian tuxedos, and then move on with your
life. And I hope that like maybe once a year, they go and have brunch, like when he's in Vegas, but like no Paps, like paparazzi, like just the two of them.
I thought you were saying Paps.
Oh, no, Paps.
Like they're not drinking PBR.
I realized I should have just said paparazzi.
Look, no domestic beers, no medical procedures.
And they just like talk about old times because they were friends when they were kids.
Yeah.
And they're like over it, but they're, you know, they ask each other about, does he have kids? He has kids, right? With Jessica Biel. Did I make that up?
No idea.
Yeah, okay.
No, I know almost nothing about his relationship.
They talk about her kids. And yeah, and she's like, I saw The Sinner. It was really good. And he's like, yeah, no, she's I'm really proud of her. And then they kiss on the cheek, and then they see each other next year.
Sure. Super cash ship.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, but like it was hot and it was
sure
intense
once upon a time,
when it burned.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's over.
A first love is there's something romantic about that.
We're not supposed to do real people, I just remembered. But the version of them is not real, it doesn't exist anymore. It's a fantasy version.
Right. And also, since the inn was puppets, maybe we assume that he's wearing that makeup all the time. I don't know.
Yes, please.
I found out he does have a child.
Oh, okay.
Silas Randall Timberlake.
Silas is a cute name.
Yeah. And he wants to have as many kids as he can, as quoted by people.
Oh, people.
What's the holdup?
Yeah, I was going to say one is not as many as you can.
You can have a dozen.
I don't know.
Well, and his wife is working.
She's busy, dude.
She can't just have a baby.
Who's he married to?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel? Okay.
Yeah, she's working. She just did The Sinner. Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good. It's very like addictive, watchable.
Nice.
On a scale from one to Meg.
It's on a different scale. It's like if Meg was rated R.
Can I just say really quick, there's one moment that makes the Meg worth it, and it's the moment that we discover there's two Megs. Meg
jumpy.
Eats another Meg. Sorry, spoiler alert.
There's Meg on Meg eating.
But we never know what they were to each other. We'll never know how they felt about each other.
That's true. Because I
we'll
remember
never
when
know
we
if
talked
we can ship
it
or not.
Yeah.
Well,
if we can ship it as food.
we should do food ships where we just ship something with something it eats.
Oh, I ship myself with that bagel that we had for breakfast.
Ooh. Yum.
Mm. Two relationships.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.